Hi, my name is Alex Donaldson, and I will be conducting this interview on behalf of the One Another Project and the Wellcome Trust. The date is the 29th of July 2009. If you could please state your full name, your age, and where you're from.
It's Michelle Barker. I'm 25. I'm from Bristol.
And how are you doing today, Michelle?
I'm not too bad, a bit tired.
So how did you initially hear about the project?
I read an article in the newspaper about it and thought it sounded like quite a fun thing to do.
And what actually inspired you to put yourself forward?
I just really liked the idea of the work. I just thought it was such a nice idea, and just sort of gave everyone an opportunity to just be themselves and sort of an antidote to the whole Big Brother idea of being judged, because you're not being judged, you can just do whatever you want. So.
And so how did you feel when you found out that you had a place?
I was really pleased. I didn't really know how many people had applied, so I didn't know what the odds were, really. But I was pleased about it.
And what are you actually planning on doing today?
I'm just going to be documenting my own experience by doing some drawings. It's quite a personal thing, really. Nothing particularly exciting for people to watch.
And what are you, an artist?
I'm an illustrator, yeah.
And are you still studying? How long have you been doing that for?
I graduated 3 years ago, and I've been doing a bit of freelance illustration alongside working in a gallery, which is my other job as well.
And is this in Bristol?
Yeah.
How long have you been living in Bristol for?
I've been living there for 2 years.
How is it?
It's really nice. Yeah, I moved up from Plymouth. Because I was living down there with my mum, and I just moved up to be with my boyfriend and get a decent job.
And what has art always played quite an important role in your life?
Yeah, I've always been interested in it, even at school, and just was always drawing, so it just seemed like the natural thing to do.
And how would you describe your style? Do you have a style?
I use a lot of like stencils and spray paints combined with computer techniques as well. So I suppose it's quite a contemporary style and quite sort of appeals to like a youthful audience.
And when you say you're going to draw when you're on plinth, what exactly are you using for the medium?
Mainly marker pens and coloured pencils as well, and some ink.
And can I ask you a little bit about your background?
Yeah.
And where you're from, where you grew up?
I grew up in Saltash, which is in Cornwall, just near Plymouth. And then I went to uni up in Exeter, but then moved back down to Plymouth after that. So I spent most of my life in and around Plymouth, and then only moved up to Bristol recently. But that's about as far out of the southwest as I've been.
And what do you want to do with your life? What do you want to do with illustration?
I'd like to do more freelance work. Sort of maybe get into book illustration and illustrating for like music, like album covers, things like that. I'm just sort of happy continuing to pursue that, really.
So actually on the plinth, what are you going to use as your subject matter?
Just everything, really. I'm going to see how I feel once I get up there. It's just about documenting my own personal experience, and then I'm going to put the drawings up on my website if I'm pleased with them, for people to see. But really it's a personal thing for me, so I don't really mind if people don't see them.
And is your work, do you sell your work, or do you kind of keep it quite personal?
I do. I'm not very good at showing sort of work in progress, but I do sort of have exhibitions and obviously commissions for illustration as well.
And what kind of stuff have you done?
A lot of it has been web-based illustration. I did a commission for the Terence Higgins Trust, sort of one of my major clients, which is like an education campaign online for teenagers about safe sex and stuff, which was quite a fun one to do. And some other things have been for print as well, but it's mostly been web-based illustration.
And how, I mean, do you take quite a keen interest in the arts?
Yeah, and we're actually going around a lot of galleries today. Actually, we're off to the Tate Modern after this, and the Gerwood Petting Prize as well. So every time we get a chance to come up to London, we just try and do all the galleries.
And what do you think of this art project so far?
I've seen a little bit of it online and watched a bit of the coverage. I mean, I really like the idea of the project. I was really enthusiastic about it when I heard about it. And it's been interesting to see how people have responded to that. I did think there'd be a lot more people sort of doing like singing and dancing, a bit more of a sort of talent show vibe about it almost, because I expect a lot of artists have applied to do it. So, but yeah, there seems to be a lot of sort of normal members of the public as well, which is great. I think it's good that it's been accessible to everyone and not just artists.
And how do you think, as an individual, you'll kind of contribute to the project?
I'm not sure really. I mean, I hope I'm just sort of another person filling the time, I suppose. Yeah, I don't really know what I'll contribute.
And how is it working? You said you work in an art gallery?
Yeah, it's just on the box office, but it's a really nice vibe, and I've got to meet a lot of other artists and people interested in arts, and get to hear about all the sort of new things that are going on like this. So.
And just back to your plinth, have you brought anyone with you today?
I've brought my boyfriend with me from Bristol, and I've got a few people meeting us here as well, a few London-based people.
And is there, I mean, are you wanting to kind of engage with the public at all?
Not really. I mean, I'm happy if people do try and talk to me or whatever, but for me it's quite a personal experience, and I'm just going to enjoy sitting up there and being able to observe the world from a unique vantage point, really.
And what are you ultimately wanting to get out of your experience today?
I think it would be nice to look back on it and to be able to say that I was part of this artwork. And I'm just going to enjoy having the quiet time to spend doing what I enjoy doing, which is drawing.
What do you normally draw?
I know, so it's really a lot of things from my head, like when I'm working on a brief for illustration. So it's like sketching out ideas and things, but also occasionally a bit of location drawings, sort of drawing the world around me.
So where do you see yourself headed?
In general, or I mean, I don't know really. I suppose I'd like to do more illustration and just continue to pursue that as a career, and hopefully get a lot more work out of it. And I think it's quite difficult at the moment, particularly. I think people are probably commissioning less illustration, but I'm sure the tide will turn.
How do you see your hour? Do you see it as a performance?
Yeah, in some ways I do. I mean, it's a very personal performance, but it is sort of part of the process is what I enjoy about it. Just sort of spending the time there and being able to observe people and people observing me. So I suppose the whole thing is a performance.
And how are you feeling about the live streaming?
okay. When I applied for it, I didn't realise quite how close in the camera would be. And then I saw some of it online and I thought, oh God, actually it does get in quite close. So that's the thing I'm least looking forward to, I think.
And do you have any previous, experience of performing?
No, not that I can think of, nothing like this anyway.
And if you weren't here, what would you be doing?
I would probably be asleep. I've got the week off from work, so I'd probably be going to visit family or friends or something like that.
And do you come to London often?
Usually once or twice a year. I've got family up here as well. My grandparents live in Croydon, so I'll be visiting them this week, and I've got a few friends up here. So I try and get up here a few times a year just to go to the galleries as well.
And is there anything else you'd like to add?
Not really.
I was just going to ask you briefly, did you put three words to describe yourself, Lloyd?
I didn't put any.
That's fine. How would you describe yourself? What would you describe you?
Oh, God. probably quiet, thoughtful, and creative, maybe.
Amazing. And what would you say is important in your life at the moment?
My whole life in Bristol is sort of quite important to me, like my boyfriend, my work, and I'm really enjoying that at the moment, and obviously my family and friends are important to me as well.
Yeah, great. Well, thank you so much.